The House's investigation into John Swallow came with a price tag of about $4 million, a cost House Speaker Becky Lockhart says was well worth it.
It was a high cost, but we cannot put a price on public trust. One does not cut corners when the very integrity of our justice system is in question.
The investigation resulted in a 200-page report that describes in great detail how Swallow attempted to hide who was contributing to his campaign and how he figuratively hung a for sale sign on the Attorney General's office. Committee Chairman Jim Dunnigan says their work also resulted in several recommendations on how the legislature could prevent another similar situation in the future.
We had 165 witnesses, and from them we learned how some of the games were played and how some of the loopholes were taken advantage of, and so we tried to address those as best we could.
The legislature ended up passing three bills this session regarding the issue. One addresses campaign finance reporting laws, another the power of legislative subpoenas, and the third creates a penalty for obstructing a legislative investigation. The biggest change for political candidates is that they will be required to itemize how paid political consultants spend the money they've given them, and candidates will have to disclose more information about potential conflicts of interest. While Dunnigan says this year's legislation is a good start, there's more to be done.
For example, should certain people in the Attorney General's office be allowed to moonlight, or is there a potential conflict there? So that's one that we need to work on, and there are some others, but I think we've made some good progress.
The bills now await the signature of the governor. If signed, the changes to the campaign finance reporting law will go into effect immediately and impact this year's elections. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.